知行英语
Listen and share
知行哈哈糖。
As soon as you wake up, you're fired.
一睡醒你就被炒鱿鱼了。
Our co-worker went missing for a few hours, and we tore up the place looking for him. The boss finally found him fast asleep. Rather than wake him, he placed a note on the man's chest. As long as you're asleep, it read, You have a job, but as soon as you wake up,You're fired.
我的同事有好几个小时不见人了，我们疯了的到处找他，最后老板发现他正在睡大觉，没有叫醒他。老板在我的同事的胸前放了个纸条，只要你还在睡，纸条上写着你是我的员工，醒来之后你就不是了。
Tell you more.
来看一下语言点。
Tore up the placeTore 是 tear 的过去式，而 tear 有把某物扯开或扯成碎片的意思。 Tear up 可以表示把什么撕成碎片，如 She tore up all her letters he had sent her， 她把她写来的信都撕碎了。此外 tear up 还有把什么拔起挖开的意思，如 The wind tore up several trees， 大风拔起了几棵树。 He tore up the area between the wooden planks，他揭开木地板找东西。这里 tore up the place looking for him 可以理解为我们挖地三尺的找他，也就是到处找他，把能找的地方都找过了。 Fast asleep 表示某人睡得很熟，睡得很香。我们以前介绍过的 sound asleep 也可以表示同样的意思，如 He is fast asleep, I can't wake him. 他睡得很沉，我叫不醒他。 Rather than表示是什么而不是什么，通常用来连接两个并列成分，如 Rather than waiting anyone, I decided to go home by taxi. 我决定打车回家而不愿意等候任何人。 As long as 只要，以什么为条件，如 We'll ship the goods at an early time as long as there is a steamer. 只要有船我们就尽早装货。好，这则笑话就讲解到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。